This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Harvey Weinstein's deadlocked jury returns to work this morning. On Friday, they sent a note saying that they couldn't come to a unanimous decision on two of the most serious charges against Weinstein. So it's back to the deliberation room today, and WCBS reporter Marla Diamond's following the case.
It's impossible to know what's going on behind closed doors, but previous notes suggested that jurors were focused on a key aspect of both predatory sexual assault counts, the most serious counts, Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra's allegations that Weinstein attacked her in the early 90s. The jury must factor in Sciorra's account, along with the accusations that Weinstein raped aspiring actress Jessica Mann in March of 2013 and forced oral sex on former film and TV production assistant Mimi Haley in 2006 to find him guilty of predatory sexual assault. A guilty verdict on just one of those two predatory sexual assault charges would likely send Weinstein to prison for the rest of his life. At Manhattan Criminal Court, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
In politics, the big story now in the Democratic primary race is South Carolina. That's going to be on Saturday. The bigger test, though, will be right after that on Tuesday, when one-third of the delegates needed to clinch the nomination will be awarded. CBS's Danya Backus has more from the campaign trail, and it's very clear who the leader is.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are crisscrossing the country.
We're going to win here in Texas.
Denver is ready for some big structural change.
Super Tuesday is just 8 days away, but first, voters in South Carolina will cast their ballots this Saturday.
We have a huge say in what's going to happen in South Carolina.
It's the last of the first four states, and African American support plays a bigger role than in the previous three.
You can control this outcome. I'm going to do everything in my power to earn your respect, earn your vote.
I know that when I am asking for that vote, I am asking for something that is hard won.
A CBS News poll finds 65% of registered voters think that President Trump will be reelected this next year. That's including a third of all Democrats that he'll be reelected in November. However, the numbers, when you break it down, certainly show otherwise. Virtually every national and swing state poll shows Bernie Sanders tied with or beating President Trump. And a Quinnipiac poll, for example, last week showed Bernie Sanders beating Trump in Michigan and Pennsylvania. CBS News poll showed Sanders beating Trump nationally.
But Castro and Cuba are trending after Bernie's interview on 60 Minutes. Anderson Cooper asked Sanders about his past positive comments about the Sandinistas, the Soviet Union, and Castro's Cuba.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba.
That's right, and we condemn that. Unlike Donald Trump, let's be clear, I do not think that Kim Jong-un is a good friend. I don't trade love letters with a murdering dictator. Vladimir Putin, not a great friend of mine.
A lot of criticism on Twitter from the Cuban community around Miami. The Miami Herald is saying nearly a quarter of a million Democrats, however, have already voted by mail in Florida's March 23rd primary.
Bernie Sanders repeated his claim that his Medicare for All plan will cost about $30 trillion, but insisted that's substantially less than letting the current system continue. He's proposed a forgiveness of student debt, paid for, he says, by a modest Wall Street speculation tax. He also unveiled a plan for free child care up until age four. Bernie Sanders says he's tired of his opponents carping about the cost when no one is questioning how the government will fund $750 billion in military spending and tax breaks under the Trump administration.
It's 8:35 in the basketball arena where Kobe Bryant became a legend. We'll play host today to a public memorial this afternoon for his daughter and seven others killed in that helicopter crash a month ago.
This memorial service is being described as a celebration of both Kobe Bryant's life and the life of his 13-year-old daughter Gianna. There are certainly going to be many sad moments, but we also expect there to be many uplifting moments as Kobe Bryant's accomplishments and the accomplishments of his daughter are recalled. We expect many current and former NBA stars to be there and possibly speak, including the current LA Lakers star, LeBron James. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Staples Center in Los Angeles.
South Korea has declared a red alert, allowing the government there to lock down cities. The number of coronavirus cases there has soared to more than 800. Remy Inocencio, CBS News correspondent, is there.
These empty streets of Daegu, South Korea's fourth biggest city, could be the world's next coronavirus hotspot. Anxious residents avoiding public spaces have turned the city quieter as health officials try to disinfect and contain the epidemic.
China's also reporting 409 new cases there today, raising the mainland's total to more than 77,000. Among those new cases in China were 150 fatalities.
Iran reporting 50 people have died. In Italy, the final 2 days of the Venice Carnival have been canceled because of a growing number of cases in northern Italy of the coronavirus. We got major sunshine out there this morning, and Craig Allen is here with your Exergen weather forecast.
Yes, we do, and the clouds are still several hours away. We probably won't see increasing clouds until sometime during the mid and latter part of the afternoon. There is a lot of rain, though, in the center of the nation. Rain, thunderstorms, and they're going to be moving our way for the mid portion of the week. We will most likely get into some of that either very, very late tonight or just about in time for tomorrow morning's rush hour. So, for today, it is still an unseasonably mild day, mid and upper 50s, near 50 along the shore, tonight 40 to 45, and tomorrow 45 to 50, with mainly cloudy weather and a few periods of rain. Doesn't look too heavy for tomorrow, but some of the showers on Wednesday, especially late Wednesday and Wednesday night, those could be heavy, and the high will be up near 50. The Altice 5-day forecast, mostly sunny on Thursday, the wind picking up 45 to 50 and then dropping, it'll turn colder, so that Friday it stays closer to 40, even with sunshine. Right now it's 41, humidity 62%, today's high, well up in the 50s.